Well, welcome to another edition of In the Mix. This is Richard Andrews. Today we're very happy, very pleased to have with us Carol McClellan. She is the founder of Green Career Central. Green Career Central. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, listen, I first of all, I'm really thrilled to be able to talk to you. You were one of the first people that I became aware of once I started researching this industry and got into the solar and green field, and eventually we were able to connect, and so I was very pleased to have that happen, and again, pleased to have you here today chatting with us. And I'm just curious, how did you come to get involved in this industry?
Well, I've been helping people change careers, finding careers that they that match their values for over 19 years. And on occasion, I worked with people in the past who wanted to do more for the planet, but slowly I began to see an increase in that trend. And about the time that the Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore was showing, I realized changing our light bulbs was an important factor, but somebody had to invent and design and manufacture and distribute and sell that light bulb, using the light bulb as a metaphor
right. For
all the things that we need to do to go green. And I realized that there were numerous careers that had to be filled for us to make this transition into a greener, cleaner economy. And as I started looking at that, into that, I realized no one else was looking at that level yet. I don't even think the word green jobs had gotten into the common day vernacular, and that was in March of 2007. So we moved pretty quickly and launched our site in November of 2007.
That's an interesting point that you make. When did that term really come into the public consciousness? That's interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah, it was soon thereafter, but it was really everybody was talking about making personal changes in the late 2006, early 2007, but not really thinking of it as a change in how we do our work. And for the magnitude of change that we're going after, I figured we all needed to put our work hours toward this effort, not just making some personal lifestyle changes.
Okay. How did you come up with the name Green Career Central?
Well, as I was brainstorming, I wanted to be a hub of information for people to go to when they wanted to explore green careers in the green economy. And so the central became kind of the focus, is we wanted to be the central online location for people.
Interesting. So prior to that, you were in the career development, career coaching business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I worked with people on a one-on-one basis for years, and I also did training for other coaching and counselor professionals to use materials that I had created, and I've also written several other books on career change through the Dummy series as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, your website is quite extensive and very thorough, by the way.
Thank you.
A real resource of information. Can you talk about some of the information that's there, some of the sections? Because I just find it to be a wealth of information and resource.
Sure. Well, I think of it as having about four different zones. The first zone that is important is the seven steps to your green career. So we actually lay out the steps someone would take to go from, I don't know what I want to do in the green economy, to I know exactly what I want to do, and I know what I need to do to prepare, and now I'm ready for a job search. So we take people through seven steps to get them into the job that they want. And in those seven steps, people will find resources and articles to help them through each of those steps. And all of that comes from the material that I've used for years with my own clients. So basically, I'm putting everything I know out onto the site for our members. And then the second part is the resources. So we have a number of free resources that are open to the public, and then a number of resources that are only for our members. And I think the resource I'm most excited about is our industry profiles. A lot of times people don't really know what's possible within the green economy because they don't have a good map of it. And we're creating a series of profiles to help people understand where they can think about being having a green career. So everything from environmental sciences and natural resources, the obvious ones like renewable energy, which is where solar falls in, manufacturing, the whole infrastructure, and also some careers that don't have a direct impact on the carbon emissions and things like that. They have more of an indirect influence, and that's things like the legal field and the people who are doing advocacy work to change our regulations and our policies and our laws, and marketers and salespeople, people who are inspiring us to make new behavioral changes.
You said something the other day that was stunning to me, that you talked about the fact that there were 45 different, not 4 to 5, but 45 different careers within the green space. Is that, was I correct in that?
45 different industries.
So 45 different industries, okay.
Each of those industries, there are a whole array of positions as well. So it's really the entire economy is going green. Some industries are greener than others because they got started faster or earlier, or because they are just inherently green, like renewable energy. But we are finding an amazing array of progress and movement in a lot of industries that you might not expect, like fashion and textiles are coming up with a eco-labeling system. And
eco-fashion.
Yep, eco-fashion, and of course there's the whole design from product design to architecture to landscape design, so all that whole design piece, and it's just, there's an amazing array of possibilities and something for everybody, even if they're not scientific and technical. A lot of people think that they have to be those things in order to find a green job, and that's just not true.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I saw coming in, that there was a lot of technical language and a lot of kind of techno babble, if you will, you know, insider language that seemed to be a little bit, could be a little bit off-putting. And however, the more I got involved in it, the language has become easier to understand and to get some meaning behind it, or to understand what it's about.
Yeah, I think in any early stage industry, it's the highly technical, scientific, engineer, professionals who are actually building or creating, inventing the products that are ultimately going to be sold. And a lot of industries are still at that stage. But slowly, as those industries mature, and they have a product to go to market or a service to sell, then the marketers and salespeople come in and sort of become the translators.
Ah, very good, very good. Yeah, let's make it simple for everybody. Yeah?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So what were some of the things that you found that you were surprised to learn as you kind of have gotten into this?
Well, certainly the number of industries. I've been mapping out the green economy now since I started my business. I just had to get a picture myself of what was included. And I was stunned when I was doing the research for my book of how many industries were out there and the rate at which they are growing. So I would be doing research on a particular industry profile for the book, Green Careers for Dummies, and I would put in a search term and information would come up, and almost for every industry, there was an announcement that was made within the last week that completely changed that industry's greenness, so to speak.
Greenness, right. Well, it's kind of cool to be green now. It's like the companies have a PR, get a PR value for being green. That's my sense of it.
Well, certainly. But there are also whole associations that are making huge efforts to to come up with standards and come up with ways to measure how green they are becoming, and training for their members of their association. But almost every industry I looked at, there was some announcement that had been made within the last week or the last month. And I've never, you know, I've done a lot of research in my day, and I've never been researching something that was happening in the moment. As
exciting.
I was writing, it was changing.
All right.
So we're actually setting up an update section on our site for the book so that when changes happen beyond what I was able to write in the book, we'll be tracking those in a section on our website.
Very interesting. You also said something that I found very revealing about the green economy, the green space, if you will, or the green scene. I keep trying to come up with different words because I got to figure these terms are going to change as time passes. And that was the analogy that you made in reference to a pie chart.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Sure. So if you imagine the entire traditional economy as a pie, with each piece of the pie being a different industry, that's where we're starting. So that's what we've lived with for, you know, decades now. And at first when I was studying the green economy, I thought it was going to be a different economy. But actually the green economy is just an overlay on the same pie. And I haven't come up with a better analogy yet. I'm working at it. But if you imagine putting a dollop of whipped cream in the middle of that pie, and it sort of splatters a little bit, so that it's not concentric, it's got some wiggles to it, that shows that different industries are greener than other industries. But I think almost every industry that I'm looking at right now is finding some way to become more sustainable or cleaner or green, whatever term is their focus. But it's growing from the middle, so that there are a core of businesses now and a core of industries that are taking this action to become more sustainable. And over time, we imagine that that will spread out through the entire economy overall. And so it will be this overlay that over time it's entirely possible that we won't talk about green anymore, because that's how we do everything. We are more conscious about our waste and more conscious about the energy we're using and our energy sources. And so right now it's spreading from the middle at an uneven rate.
I like it. I think that really is a way of helping everyone get a sense of how influential this movement is. It's just not it's not just a slogan or a name. It's integrated totally into the fabric of the way we're functioning as a society.
Yeah, and when you look at the funds going to green and clean ventures right now, both through the stimulus package funds and also VC funds, there's a tremendous amount of commitment to this. And when you add on to that the governmental regulations and the rebates and the tax credits, you know, there are a lot of infrastructure pieces that are now in place that are there to support this transition. So right now, you know, you may find a couple of key companies within an industry that are really taking the early adopter status here,
right,
where they're really making efforts. But it is getting to more and more companies, and it's just not, you know, one-off kind of situation here. It really is spreading through entire industries.
Your book, and you've written several others, and if you want to mention those, that'd be cool to talk about. But your new one, do you want to talk a little bit about that, and, you know, what we can expect to glean from that? I guess you just finished it. I talked to you a couple of days ago, and you were, oh my God.
Yes, I'm now, I think, about 10 days after finishing.
Wow.
The writing of it.
And congratulations.
Thank you. So the book will be out in January of 2010. I'm not even used to saying that year yet. And the book has several components to it. The first one is some of what we've just talked about, is helping people understand what the green economy is, what green jobs are, where can they expect to find opportunities. And then I help people really identify their green niche or their green focus. What part of the green economy are they going to really focus in on that's a good match for the skills and training they already have? And that's a critical piece, because when people can identify their slice of the pie that they're really going to go after, then they can be productive in their research and their exploration. The whole pie, trying to research the entire green economy to find an opportunity is just overwhelming. It's like you get knocked over by a tidal wave, but there's so much information. So you really have to focus in on that one or two pie pieces that you're interested in exploring. And then I've got 7 chapters that are filled with profiles of the 45 different industries. And this is an exciting part of the book, because it really shows how much innovation there is. We give a clear description of each industry, their current status, their future trends, what to look out for, and then resources that people can use to continue their exploration of
Give me an example of that. Give us an example of that, one of those industries, if you will.
Well, they're in different categories: the environmental sciences, natural resources, renewable energy, the whole infrastructure, rebuilding the whole infrastructure, industries that are helping to shape the green economy, like the law, legal field, and the financial field, and people who inspire others to act. So that would be marketers and writers, the media, and educators, environmental educators. And then the last chapter is more the services that help people vacation in a green way, so ecotourism, hospitality, event planning, those kinds of services.
You know what strikes me is that the more I talk to people and the more I get involved in the field myself, there literally is something in it for everyone.
Absolutely.
And it really,
if it's not here yet, it will be.
Some of the early research that I came across was indicating that over the next 10 to 20 years, that 37 million positions, jobs, careers within the economy will be eco-related, green-related, energy-related. So, you know, this is something that is really touching all of us in ways that we, as you said, couldn't even have imagined, you know, just 2 years ago when the green term or phrase was first got became a part of the whole lingua franca of our language, you know?
Yep.
So
going back to the book, just to finish that off, after the profiles, I have a series of chapters that describe how to prepare for your job search by researching and building your network and gaining experience. And then I have chapters that help you with your job search. And, of course, any job search has certain qualities that are quite similar. But within the green field, there are a few extra tips that I have found by working with my clients and just researching the whole field, things that you can use to move your job search forward faster.
Like?
Well, one of the keys, you know, they always say it's all in who you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've found is that there's the traditional way of networking with the people you may know from previous businesses or companies that you've worked in. But then there's this underlying green network of people who really are committed to these values and making a difference to the planet and moving forward with these innovations. And to find green positions, your best bet is to hook into the green network locally.
Uh-huh.
And there are certain green networking groups. Greendrinks.org is one site that has green networking events.
We've got the Green Festival. I'm sorry, we've got the Green Festival coming up here in several weeks. Yeah.
So there are a number of other ways, even on LinkedIn and Twitter, that you can connect up with people who share your values. And when you're connected up with them, then you are more likely to find the people you need to be talking to for informational interviews, but you're also more likely to hear about job openings in these companies.
Well, you've been at this now a while, and you know, one of the experts, the knowledge gurus around. And curious, where do you see, you talked about this a little bit, but where else do you see this going? Any other thoughts that you'd want to share in terms of the vision of the green economy? I know I read some of your comments from a meeting, I guess a session that you'd sat in on Thomas Friedman's book. Any other pearls of knowledge you want to lay on us?
Well, I think it's important for people to realize that we're at the early stages of a transformation of our economy. And there's a real question, I think, in the media right now of, well, where is it? Why isn't it here? Why don't we see a whole lot of new jobs? They promised us new jobs.
Where are the jobs?
And really, this is the earliest stages of something that's a complete transformation of how we do business. So anybody who's involved with the green economy right now is an early adopter and must have a pioneering spirit. So all of the paths into the future are not laid out and covered with asphalt yet. You know,
right. Fascinating.
Cutting our way through the brush, trying to figure out what the best paths are.
That's very good, Carol. That's very intriguing. I like the way you did that. That's exceptional. Thank you for that.
Sure. So that means that we need to have a certain mindset, that we need to take responsibility for our own future, that we need to be researching on our own and not depending on other people to feed us the answer. For the most part, there is no one out there that knows the answer. Because we're all inventing it.
We're all trying to figure out. Hey, we're making this up as we go, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I may be a little ahead of the game because I've just spent the last 6 months researching it. Mm-hmm. But other career counselors out there who are aware of this also don't have all the answers because it's impossible. Throughout the green economy, not just from a career standpoint, but from a business standpoint, there isn't an agreed-upon answer to what's the best, most energy-efficient way to do this or that. Mm. We're all inventing this in the moment.
Right.
And as a result, it takes collaboration. It takes being mindful. It takes being willing to step into the unknown and find solutions in a way that, you know, we're not that accustomed to doing. So when you put yourself into that pioneering spirit and you think about the pioneers that left their lives on the East Coast and made their way slowly generation after generation west and what they faced, you know, as they faced unknown territory, that's really where we are right now. And another point that I find fascinating is the Industrial Revolution from the mid-1700s to the early 1900s, that was 150 years that transformation took to really arrive. You know, they say that the Henry Ford's assembly line for vehicles was sort of the culmination of the Industrial Revolution, where suddenly the people who were making the cars were able to afford the cars that they were making, and that changed our economy. So here we are in the second year of the green economy, and people are wondering where it is. Well, it's coming, and we're all there to create it. We all have to work together to create it through the enactment of policies, through the regulations, through innovation, and it's going to be a process, and it's going to take some time, but the opportunities are huge. And it takes a little initiative to find those opportunities. They're not going to be just sitting in a job board for you. You need to even create your own job by being clear about your skills and what you have to offer and then finding the kinds of companies that could use your skills and then pitching your services to them so that they can see that you can add value to their company. So it's a little different mindset than the past booms lately where, you know, the rush is on and everybody jumps in. But it's still been sort of within the traditional way we've always done business. Now we're sort of changing to a new industrial revolution, as many people are calling it.
Well, I'm jumping up and down on my table right now, my desk right now, because you and I are certainly singing from the same hymn book, and I'm in agreement with what you're saying, and I'm inspired by what you're saying, and I just want to thank you for really walking me through this and walking our listeners through this, and I think it's very valuable what you've just shared, and I'm looking forward to following the book and the developments that come out of it. And what is the title of the book again? And also, can you give us your website information again, if you don't mind?
Sure. So the book title is Green Careers for Dummies. And it's already posted on Amazon, but it will be available through Amazon, they say, on January 19th. I'll be having a series of teleclasses and events to celebrate the launch. And my website is greencareercentral.com. And we have a free report. We have free teleclasses, so there's a lot of good information there for people who want to stop by and visit.
Well, you know, right now is when the sound effects would come in, and there'll be millions of people applauding you for your presentation here this morning. And once again, thank you so much.